A New York federal appeals court recently ruled that the Social Security Administration was cutting off people's benefits without sufficient proof that they had violated parole or probation. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports.
A provision in the 1996 Welfare Reform Act allows for the Social Security Administration to suspend benefits for people who violated parole or probation. But a lawsuit alleges that the Social Security Administration was using an outdated and inaccurate warrant list to determine violations. Plaintiff Tony Gonzalez says his retirement benefits were suspended for 5 years based on a warrant from 1962.
For an old joyriding charge that we had gotten when we were kids, which I had gotten some probation on, and I had completed the probation, was done with it.
Lawyers for Gonzalez and four other plaintiffs say over 100,000 people have had their benefits wrongly suspended in the last 10 years. They're trying to get class action status for the case. Attorneys for the Social Security Administration would not comment on the case. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.